The U.S. Report.
Let's go to Harley, where it's a big story in America. The president has fired his national security advisor, John Bolton, who's a bit of a hawk. They disagreed on policy. Donald Trump once said, which I thought was quite funny, there's not a war that John Bolton doesn't like. Harley, good morning.
A lot of people thought that was exactly the case. Bolton, definitely the most hawkish national security advisor he's had, even though he's had generals. You know, this makes number four who will be leaving. So a lot of people want to make some hay about that. The bottom line of it is that people need to remember it's Donald Trump who runs his administration. It's pretty clear. And if you get crossways with him, you won't get to stay. And that's just how that works.
That's it.
And what happened was, you know, Bolton didn't like the president's rapprochement, if you will, with North Korea. He didn't like Trump's decision to pull all the troops out of Syria, even though we still have some in northeast Syria. He resisted the effort to do that, and he wanted to be tougher with Iran.
And Venezuela was a big issue. I mean, Trump was of the view that Bolton misled him about how easy it would be to replace that Maduro, and of course Maduro's still there.
Not only that, Bolton came to one press briefing and held his notepad so they could see it, not on purpose, as though it was purely an accident, and it said, little note there, 5,000 troops to Venezuela. Mm. Well, that wasn't going to happen. It wasn't even in the cards. The president didn't appreciate that either. So you don't play games with Donald Trump and win, because he's the president.
That's exactly right. Okay, Dorian?
Dorian uncovers a lot of things. Any big hurricane does. In this case, Dorian uncovered a couple of Civil War cannonballs near Charleston on Folly Beach in the aftermath. Seashell hunters found them. They called the bomb squad, which recovered an 8-inch cannonball and a 3-inch shell. Not much of a risk of an explosion, but nobody was offering to hit it with a hammer anyway. They're badly pitted and rusted from more than a century and a half in salt water in the sand. On the one hand, tells you something about how strong those hurricanes are, a lot of beach erosion and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the Bahamas, Harley, the figures we've got here that the death tolls reached 50 and that 90% of the housing and infrastructure is damaged or destroyed on the island of Abaco, 76,000 people. Gosh, they're big figures.
Oh, it's big figures for sure. You know, we thought Puerto Rico was hit really hard, you know, last year, and it was. Mm. But they're still rebuilding. You know, it's been actually Puerto Rico hit a couple of times.
Not
but
over.
The Bahamas going to be many years coming back, many years.
Just a quick one on the garbage truck.
Yeah, a man in Pittsburgh said he lost track of a friend late at night, needed a good place to sleep, so he nestled in among the nice, warm trash of a garbage dumpster. Was sleeping nicely until the garbage truck came along and dumped him in the dumpster and all the contents in the back of the truck. Which would very shortly begin to compact the garbage and him into a much smaller space. So he started yelling and screaming. And they got him out, and he's okay.
He's okay. And so are you. Good on you, Harley.